Dear Lacey, I don't know if you'll remember me. I'm the bloke who works in the bar and fucked his manager over the bar after a really crazy night shift. I don't want to flatter myself and think that you'll remember my letter over all the others you receive, but something tells me a dirty woman like you really liked that story. So here's a little update for you. A lot has changed since I last wrote. I'm now night staff in a hotel. But, oh, don't worry. Not that much has changed. I still get opportunities to have some naughty fun. Like, for example, there's this guest who's a long-stay guest. She was looking for a bit of fun on Tinder one night. Now, I'll admit I came across her Tinder profile, too, and tried to match with her, but my like expired after 24 hours. The girl, Kate, came back one night after a particularly bad date and wanted to chat. I'm always hospitable to the guests, so we talked a lot, from details about the date to my job and how my focus is always on guest satisfaction. A couple of jokes later, and she asked if I would have a look at an issue with her window. Now, being in work mode, I thought she meant a true issue. I finished my job at the desk and went to grab a few tools that might help her. Little did I know at the time that I carry around the tool that she really needed with me 24/7. When I got to the room and knocked, I realized immediately how naive I was. She pulled me inside. When I asked what she needed me to look at, she just disrobed and smirked. She was completely naked, Lacey, and I didn't hesitate. I fell to my knees, teasing her already wet pussy with my tongue. She lay back on the bed as my tongue and breath paid havoc on her pussy for a while. God, I do love the taste of a woman's pussy. After she screamed my name a couple of times and came to my tongue tricks, she started begging me for cock. That's what she wanted tonight all along, and I willingly obliged, stripping naked and showing off my tool before pushing her to her knees like she was ready to worship me. And she did. She worked it hard, begging me to come. I resisted the urge. It was hard, so hard, but oh, I wanted more. I threw her weak, begging body onto the bed. She was my plaything, and I knew I had to take advantage tonight. With her wet hole given to me, I slammed hard into her until it was totally undeniable that I'd claim her. With her screams of, "Please come in me, sir." Oh, I did. I filled her American guts with my Scottish batter. Oh, that's a big plus working at the hotel. Sexy, horny tourists. And after we came down from our sexual high, she promised me she'd give a great review to both the company and to her friends who were planning on staying here in the future. Not that her and I were done yet, Lacey. In fact, I have some more amazing experiences that her and I have shared together, so keep your eyes open for those. I mainly wrote you this letter, Lacey, to brag about my exploits and my new job and all its naughty opportunities. But I actually do have a question for you. I'm wondering, since she's a long-stay guest and there's lots of opportunities for more fun, do I be good and just keep the fun going when I'm off my shift, or find ways to make my on-shift work days a little more interesting? Oh, I can almost predict what your advice will be. Still, I'll be waiting for it. Love, your big Scottish pal. I just bet you know what my advice would be. I'm pretty sure you've got it dead on. I only wish that I could read these letters in a sexy Scottish accent. I'm not even going to try it. I'll just butcher it. As for my advice, well, look who you're asking. A lady whose work is literally filled with naughtiness. Hell yes. Try to squeeze as much dirty fun as you can into your workday. As long as you don't get caught, that is. But that is what makes it even hotter, though, isn't it? The risk. I know you already know that. And I'm already looking forward to more installments of these Scottish room service dirty tales.